it's so good to see everybody tonight. Tonight's a little bit different. Our varsity, our 8th through 12th grade, is kind of taking over the service this evening. So, yay. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Denise Burns, and I'm the student ministries pastor here at Rhema Bible Church. And we are excited that you are here tonight. Pastor and Mrs. Hagen, they're away. They are actually doing a conference for our Rhema RMAI regional directors, and they're just pouring into those pastors, and I know that they're just having a great time. I talked to them this afternoon, and they said to tell y'all hello. And of course, Pastor always misses being here with his church family, but he's thinking about you guys, and he loves you guys, and he's praying for you, and thank you for letting him go out and, you know, be able to minister all over the world like he does. You guys are the best congregation ever. So anyways, we're going to have a really good time tonight. This was our varsity band and singers. Didn't they do an awesome job? You're going to hear from them for some more tonight. And the band and the singers are made up of not only leaders, but also students, high school students that we work with, and they do an amazing job. If this is your first time here at Rhema Bible Church, welcome. We have our connection team in the aisle. If you'll just raise your hand, they want to get you some information. They have some information for you. So, church, what do we say to these first-time visitors? Welcome home. We would love for you to be part of our church family. We've got a lot of things to offer you, and this information packet will tell you a little bit about those things. So, I have announcements tonight, but I don't have them with me. Do you have them, Rob? Don't have them. Who has them? Oh, you're doing announcements! Okay, sorry, I blanked. Yes, we need to do offering first, though. All right, we are going to get ready to take up our tithes and offering. So if you'll start getting that ready, we're just going to give tonight. You know, God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Amen. And we just want to give unto him tonight. And so there's envelopes in the seats right in front of you. So if you need to get an envelope, they are there for you. If you're sitting in the front row, you can turn around and ask your neighbor behind you to hand you one. I want to give a shout out to my elementary kids right up there. Hey, kids. There they are. Hey. That's what I like to hear. All right. They're in here with us tonight. You know, I think it's important that, you know, kids hear about ministry that's going on all over the world. And that's what we're going to do this evening. Our varsity students are going to be telling about our missions trip that we took to Colombia. And so my elementary age kids are up there. So, yay. Okay. And you guys can give up there, too. You can still give your Bible bucks. It's okay. You can put them in the big church buckets. It's all right, okay? In kids' church, we have Bible bucks. And you know what's really cool is that we teach in children's church about tithing and about giving. We usually don't tell kids to give their Bible bucks. Like if they bring their Bible or bring a friend or memorize a memory verse, we give them, you know, Bible bucks, you know, not real money, but, and we have a little store and they can spend them. Do you know that our kids tithe off their Bible bucks? I will find Bible bucks in the offering. They, you know, they'll come up and say, you know, Miss Denise, I just felt led to give my Bible bucks to a first time visitor who didn't have any so they can buy something in the store. Amen. It's really neat to see how, you know, kids may not have real money, but how they want to apply the principles that are in the Word, that they're so eager, that they're the cheerful givers in the Bible that, you know, God is talking about that he loves, and he rewards them, and he will reward all of us when we give according to his Word. Amen. All right. Well, do you have your tithes and offerings ready? Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, let's go ahead and pray over those this evening. All right. You can hold them up if you want to. Don't forget to text to give if you prefer to do that. So, okay. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, and we just come to you tonight, and we give cheerfully, Father, and we are doers of the word, not only hearers, but doers. And as we give our tithes and our offerings, we just thank you that you are faithful to your word, that you will give back to us, that every single need is met. Every single person here, that their needs will be met, not only financially, Father, but physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, spiritually, in every way. And we just thank you for it and give you praise and honor and glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we have announcements. We have two of our staff members. This is Jessica Veronese, and she is the nursery and preschool coordinator here at the church. Now, a story about Jessica. I know. She's getting nervous right here, but I have this mic. Now, believe it or not, Jessica was one of my students in kids' church. So, you know, I'm really not that old. She's just really young. I hired her when she was like 12. Anyways, no, but she grew up in this church, and I was her children's pastor, and she went to Rainbow Bible Training Center, graduated out of the children's group, and then now I have the great privilege of her working with me and working with all the nursery and preschool kids, so I like to see some, she's a fruit of my labors. And this is Danielle, and Danielle is probably the rookie, one of the rookies of our office. She's one of the newest members of our office. And Danielle does lots of stuff, and you will see her over in the JV. She helps out with the JV youth, as well as assists me in doing lots of fun things. So, and oftentimes you'll see them on the video announcements, so let's see how they do in person as compared to video.
Yes, and warning, in video announcements, we get the opportunity for lots and lots of bloopers.
Which we are thankful for.
So if we make any mistakes, just go with it.
You get the raw, unedited version.
Yes. First up, we've got auditions for this year's Rockets Over Rainbow Liberty. Liberty High, it's this Saturday, April 18th. So if you're interested in participating and being in the musical, go see Mrs. Amy in the North Lobby right after service.
And then International Rhema Day is coming up, and they and so if you guys want to start saving some money to set aside for that, we went to going to Colombia was a really great experience just to see how Rhema really is affecting the world. So it really it's an honor to be able to help with that.
And next we have our Student Ministries Teacher Appreciation Week that kicks off this Sunday, and this is something I'm really excited about. This is an opportunity for everyone in the congregation to appreciate the people who dedicate their time in and just dedicating their time to your children and your youth. So if you have a child who's in one of our classrooms, or if you have a teenager in one of the youth, this is an opportunity for you all to say thank you and you appreciate, you know, what they're doing. We've got flyers out in the North Lobby that kind of give you some ideas of what you can do to appreciate them. And then also, so that's this Sunday, the 19th, as well as Wednesday. And then on the 25th, we are throwing them a huge party. And we actually need some of your help to throw the party. We need some people who don't volunteer in student ministries to dedicate their time. We need people to run games, inflatables, help serve food. So if that's something that you're interested in and you can help us with, sign-ups are in the North Lobby as well as the resource room.
And then our last announcement, where's Varsity at? Are you guys in here?
That was pretty weak. I think I need a little bit more.
Oh. All right, that was a lot better. Okay, you guys are going to be going to a Drillers game on Friday, April 24th, and then the deadline to sign up is going to be the 22nd, that Wednesday before. And then the cost is $5, and you guys are going to be leaving Varsity at 6 o'clock and then returning around 10 p.m. So you guys aren't going to want to miss that. It's going to be fun.
All right, now we got Rob Post, our Varsity Youth Director, and Ryan King. They got a special announcement.
All right, how's everyone doing? You going to make it? Come on.
Sorry.
We got a special announcement for you tonight. Someone special's birthday is coming up. You know who it is, right?
Of course I do.
Whose is it?
It's Miss Lynette's birthday.
Yeah, it's Mama Hagen's birthday. You know how old she's turning, right?
50, right?
She's turning 50 the 21st time.
Yeah.
And y'all better not say that I said that. My job is on the line. Do not repeat me. But it's good for you to know because it's a special birthday and we want to celebrate her and honor her. And so we like to take the opportunity to receive, you know, give to her birthday. You know, if it's up to me, you know, I'd you know, get her probably a puppy or something. What would you give Miss Hagen?
I think I'd give her a puppy too. I mean,
a puppy? Everyone, you know, we should all give a puppy, right?
Yeah, I mean,
everyone gives a puppy. As we all, Pastor would love that.
Can't have enough puppies.
You can't. He loves dogs. So we should. Denise, you're saying no? No puppies? He wouldn't like puppies? Okay, pastor says no. I mean, Denise says no to puppies. But we still can give to her and honor her. So, you know, we got it up here. If you want a text to give, it's Hagen to 28950. On your, you can take your offering envelopes and just kind of say Miss Hagen's 50th birthday. You know, she'll, you know, it's a good time to honor her. So at this time, we'll go ahead and receive this offering for her special birthday. So if the ushers in the aisle, are we gonna? Yeah, awesome. So anyway, God bless you as you give.
Thank you.
Can have a seat. Missions team, why don't you guys come on up here? Okay, just kind of stand over there. What we're going to start out the night with just showing you a video of some of the things that we did in Colombia. It was such an amazing trip, and we got the privilege and honor to not only minister at Rainbow Bible Church Colombia, we got to help in their children's ministry, but we got to go into many different public schools, some really, really bad schools, and minister the gospel. We got to go to boys' homes and orphanages, and I wanted to come back with like 20 Colombian babies, and we just got some amazing opportunities. These students worked really, really hard, and so Rob has put together a video to show you some of the things that we did, and then right after that, the varsity is going to do a skit that we did many, many times in many, many schools and churches. So let's take a look. All right. Give him a hand. Great job, guys. That's just one of the skits that we perform, and you'll get to see another one that we performed. But you guys, everybody, go ahead and missions team, you guys stay here. But missions team, come spread across so they can see you guys. There are a few that couldn't be here tonight due to some commitments, but this is our team we took. We took 20 students and about 10 leaders, and I have to tell you, so proud of each and every one of these students and these leaders. This trip was not an easy trip. I mean, they worked you. We had breakfast at 6:30 a.m. every morning, and they gave us about 30 minutes to eat. We would load up in a bus, do ministry, and not get back till 10, 11, midnight sometimes, and have to wake up and be at breakfast at 6:30 the next day. So we did this for 4 or 5 days. We were all kind of exhausted at the end, but they all did a great job. They were super flexible. Plans literally changed every 5 minutes. It was really great to see how flexible they were. I know probably the most laughable memory of changing was one day they told us that we were going to go to an orphanage with like babies and little kids, and so we took like all the girls on the trip. Except for what, like Ryan, Grayson, and Chris, and three boys, okay? So three boys and all the rest of the girls. We had like three suitcase full of baby blankets and rattles and stuffed animals. And, you know, we're still like, oh, we're going to hold babies all day. So we show up and they said, okay, we're at a boys' home. And the kids here are from 8 to 18. And you'll be ministering for an hour to 16, 17, and 18-year-old boys. Okay, I've got all girls, all right? And I've got three boys. And you should have seen these 16, 17, and 18-year-old boys when all these girls came walking in, okay? So, but it actually turned out to be one of the greatest memories. We got to teach those teenagers American dodgeball, and which they had never played before. And we got to really minister to them. We eventually did make it to an orphanage with babies, so, you know, don't feel bad. But they really showed a lot of their flexibility. We got to minister in schools, in orphanages, in boys' homes, in churches. We got to street witness. We got to do a variety of things. One thing, and then I'll let them talk, is one thing that I was really, was personally gratifying for me is a lot of these students standing back here grew up in this church. They were born in this church. I was their children's pastor, and it was just incredible. I can't tell you how many times I cried on this trip because one of the students would be up there ministering, and I'm like, they were listening in children's church. And it was really neat. And all of you out there that have volunteered through the years in the nursery, the preschool, the elementary, the youth, part of you went with them on this trip. It was because you are faithful to volunteer in those classrooms that input the Bible and the Word into these students. And I got to watch them give back. And it was just so, so amazing. So thank you for everybody who volunteers in a children's classroom or with the youth, because you really impact their lives. So anyways, I'm going to let them talk. So we're going to let ladies go first. Okay, we're going to let Rayma. This is Rayma Penrod.
Hi. I just want to thank Denise and Rob and everyone else who helped put this trip together. It was life-changing for me. I think the greatest thing for me was keeping my trust in God. When you get put in situations that aren't easy, that's when you realize, like, wow, that was difficult, but the Holy Spirit pulled me through. I mean, I remember they said that the first night we got there, they said, we can't say Jesus. We can't talk about Christ and how he died on the cross for us, but we couldn't mention God. They wanted us to stick to good morals and values. And my whole testimony was about Jesus. So I was like, I've got nothing. And so I walked up and I'm in front of all these kids. I was like, I need you. So the Holy Spirit obviously was there for me, and words came out. I couldn't remember. I couldn't tell you now what they were because I didn't have them planned. And I'm just blessed. So I think that's it.
Thank you, Rayma. And she'll stay here. Rayma, both Rayma and Grayson are what I call Rayma babies, even though it's your name. But anyways, they grew up here at Rayma Bible Church, and they're my kids. So it was kind of a neat thing. So Grayson. Grayson
Dates. Well, first, I'd actually like to thank everyone that gave to help all of us go on the missions trip. You know, if you came to one of our fundraisers or out in the park, thank you. That made a huge difference. That really helped almost all of us really pay for the whole trip. And also, really, I mean, like they said, really the most thing that amazed me on the trip was the flexibility of it all. And we really couldn't have done it without the Holy Spirit. I mean, I would have freaked out several times if it weren't for the Holy Spirit. And, you know, whenever we were at the boys' home, I mean, half the students didn't even have anything planned to say, and it still worked out, and a lot of people got saved that day, too, and it really amazed me how your willingness to flow with the Holy Spirit can be the determining factor in changing someone's life.
Good job, guys. Good job. That was really good. Love you guys. But like Rayma said, we were presented with the challenge, and some of the schools that we went, because they were public schools, we weren't allowed to specifically say, you know, Jesus died on the cross for you. Do you want to get saved? We had to go about the gospel in a different way. And in those places, we were planting seeds. And we know that eventually somebody else will be able to reap the harvest, but we were a part of planting seeds. And then other places that we went, we were able to just full out share the gospel and give that invitation for those to receive Christ. And many, many kids and teenagers did receive Christ. But it put them in a challenging situation, but they all really rose to the occasion. So I'm going to have one more person speak. That's we told them all to be ready because we didn't know exactly who we were going to call on. So I want, did I just turn, I thought I just turned off the mic. Jonathan, come on up. Okay. And just kind of share maybe what the mission trip meant to you, or something that really blessed you during the missions trip.
Well, hello. Well, first of all, I honestly wasn't expecting to get to come up here and do this. And here I am. So, I think I'm going to begin with the fact that in preparation for the missions trip, I didn't really give it my all. I wasn't wholehearted in going. It just seemed like a good experience. And the whole time, leading up to it and going, I didn't feel like I should have gone. I was like, I took this from someone else. Somebody else could have gotten to do this, and I'm here wasting space. I'm not doing anything worthwhile. I'm getting thrown across the stage by some invisible force field. That's it. You know. I mean, I had talked to some of the kids, and I'd be like, yeah, I got hair not like yours. Or, oh, thanks, I know my eyes are pretty. I hear that a lot from you guys. You know, that was it. I'm seeing all these people, and they've got amazing, real testimonies about maybe their life growing up, or how their life has been changed, or how God can change the people in front of them. And I'm like, hey, I made a stupid mistake and lived. But I think the thing is, in general, I did actually, closer to the end of the trip, which was, you know, a couple days before we left, I actually, something just kind of changed. Something just kind of hit me, and I didn't regret coming. I thought, you know, maybe I was supposed to come, and it just took me a while to realize it. You know, it just, I guess God just kind of spoke to me through Columbia, in a sense. It's almost like I took back more than I was giving, and that's a little hurtful, because I wish I had given more than I had received. But I guess that's a lesson learned, and that's what's important. Thank you.
Great job, Jonathan. All right, we're going to present another skit here, so you guys can go ahead and get ready for your next skit. But the thing I loved watching Jonathan is, you know, he started out the trip not so sure, not feeling like he had a purpose on the trip, and just to watch him be able to minister and to really know that he was supposed to be there and that he affected lives. And when he spoke at one of the schools, just to watch how encaptured that the children were and just hanging on every word. And so I love that that God showed him how valuable that it was for him to be on that trip and how he did affect lives. So anyways, this is another skit that we did perform many, many times. So I think you will enjoy this.
Good job. You know, when we went to some of these schools and they tried to put restrictions on what we could talk about, they never said we couldn't show Jesus. And, the kids loved, in those schools, they loved these skits and really were ministered by it. Now, I've invited some of our leaders to tell about their experience. Of course, we have Christian here who's you know, by Bogota standards, he's a giant, and he's blonde, and blue eyes, I'm sure. He had the trifecta. The kids flocked to him like he was a celebrity. It was easy, you know, to talk to him. This guy, not so much. They thought he was just another. You were Spanish. They could care less. But the other side of that story, Denise was saying, you know, I took the other guys, and they told us we're going to like a middle school, 11th and 12th graders. And I told our youngest students that they'll be speaking that morning, and got them all ready. And of course, flexibility was the key term that week. And we get in there, and the teachers come up to us and get in our face like, be strict. Get in their face. These kids are drug dealers. These kids are dealing drugs in the school. And we're talking only 11th graders that day. And I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, and our kids, they got up there and just knocked it out of the park. You know, they had the right things to say, you know, speaking to everywhere we went. They were flexible and led, and they just did an amazing job. But I want to hear from our leaders, and we'll start with Christian.
How you guys doing? Good. So I just want to tell you, like, this is completely new to me. I've never gone on a mission trip before. I've never been on an airplane. Never been really traveled anywhere, even in the as far as the outer United States. So this was completely eye-opening to me. First of all, I just want to say, like everybody said, it was flexibility. I mean, everything changed. I mean, we were basically just saying, it was just we're seeing how funny it was to see how big of a difference each thing was that they told us. They're like, all right, you're going to talk to preschoolers. We want you to talk about, you know, just being kind. And then, like you said, we had seniors in there. You know, they had the whole part where they went to the orphanage, or the, I guess it was the boys' home. So everybody was flexible. I'm the type of person where I like to have it all jotted down. I like to have it in order, and I want to know what's going to be next. So it really just, it pulled on me, and it stretched me. But the people that I was most impressed with were the kids, because it was freaking me out. You know, and they were just like, you know, because after one of our leaders' meetings, we went to our rooms, and we were just going to talk to our group separately, and we're just going to be like, what do you guys, because they had a set sermon that they were going to talk about, and I was like, it's freaking me out. I want to make sure that you guys are prepared. And I was like, what's God have on your heart? What's he wanting to speak? You know, what's he put on your heart that you need to tell these kids? And each one of them just has something right off the bat. And I thought that was so impressive that the youth, you know, that they know the word, you know, that it's been instilled in them, and that whenever you say, you know, listen to what God is telling you, they can say, yeah, God's telling me to talk about this situation. I believe that this is going to change somebody's life. And it was just so, it was awesome. Like, I don't know a lot of Spanish. I'm the guy that gets laughed at whenever I go to a Mexican restaurant and try to order food because I pronounce everything wrong. I can say polo instead of, you can, yeah, we're what's white boys. So I didn't know, like, I thought I knew just a little bit of Spanish. I was like, I'll be able to communicate with them. And then I get there, and they're just, like, hounded. And I was like, I don't know what you're saying. But the thing is you could tell that they knew there was a presence there. I didn't have to say anything. That they're just grins, you know, ear to ear, that there is a presence there. You know, we didn't really have to just preach to them. You know, just us being around them and loving these kids and just being around them, it just made their day because they felt a presence there. We didn't have to shove anything down their throat. They just knew that there was something there. And I just thought this whole trip was just awesome. Definitely not going to be my last. I'll just be more prepared with the speaking and translating part of it. But like I said, the whole trip was awesome. I was impressed with everybody. And I just wanted to, like everybody else, thank you guys for allowing us to go allow your kids to go, because I know it's impacted their life greatly.
Now we have Erwin, and I'm going to make him speak because he corrected my Spanish all week. And it was, I grew in my Spanish. He's fluent, so here you go.
I'm somewhat fluent. I speak Spanglish, so I don't let him fool you. But I know what he was speaking wasn't Spanish, so we had to correct him a lot. Sometimes he would speak Spanish, and I'm like, is that Spanish? Or other people, even American guys, were looking at him like, did he really just say that correctly or not? So, trust me, it was bad. But like they were saying, you know, it was honestly, for me, flexibility is now a cuss word in my book. Because we truly had to remain flexible with everything that we were doing.
I remember, you know, me and Rob were discussing the order of service or whatever we were doing, and he was like, you just never know, everyone be flexible, it's going to change. And then in comes the teacher, and he goes, watch, it's going to change, and it changed right then and there. He goes, all right, now we have a different group of kids coming in. So it was really awesome to just be there and be with all the kids. And, you know, John, I just want to let you know, don't fool yourself. You were one of the most important people we had on this trip. Because without you, I don't think anyone else could have played that role that you played. You know? And in all honesty, if any of you guys want to know any dirty secrets or anything like that, you come to me because I got them all. And I'll tell you all the truth about what really happened. All right, hands going into mouths. It was terrible, terrible. So I'll just let you guys know one thing. It was one of the most utmost blessings to witness, you know, being a part of Rhema, the school, you know, the church and everything. You realize something, you're making an absolute change for this world for Christ. And what you guys are a part of, what these children are a part of, what these guys, these youth, I'm sorry, these young adults, what they were a part of this entire week, or that entire week, was just kingdom business. And it was just such an awe to watch. I was in awe because I've sat and watched Brother Hagen's video classes. And I've sat under Pastor Hagen and Miss Lynette during class. I've watched Miss Denise and Brother Craig, how they spoke into people's lives, how they've changed it. And then watching the next generation, which was watching Trevor Burns, you guys know him. He's a little redhead that everybody was in love with out there because they don't have redheads out there. It was awesome. But watching the next generation, you know, and something, and I'll close with this, something I've always heard, and any of the youth that are in the audience, I want you guys to stand up for me real quick. I think you guys are over here. Can some of us stand up real quick? I want you guys to all take a look around, because something that has been always said to me, you know, when I tell people, oh, I'm a leader in varsity youth, I this is what I do. I dedicate my life to it. And people tell me, oh my gosh, you're a leader. Like, that's so awesome. Like, you're going to be able to impart in these kids' lives. They'll be able to, you know, learn from you because you've been there. You can relate to it. You know, the youth of this world, in this America, is such a problem. And I sit there with that attitude, and I realize, hearing that attitude, all of these kids that are standing around, all of these young guys that are standing up here and young ladies that are standing up here, they are not the problem. They're the solution. And they're our future leaders, pastors, teachers. So start treating them like them, because they changed my life. They didn't learn from me. I learned from them.
Amen. Well, it was very impactful for our students and our leaders, and we are really thankful to the Romix and Rhema Columbia. You know, with the world of Rhema, we're larger than Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and it's really a privilege to take students and leaders to see that and see the fruit of, you know, this campus. And then we went to other churches and saw the fruit of the fruit. And we got to go and speak in some of those churches and see how Rhema is impacting the world. You know, when you're here, you're more than Broken Arrow. You are the world for Rhema and for Christ. And the message of faith is still being preached and growing all over South America, Asia, and all over the world. So it's really amazing. It's awesome to see it. It's really impactful, and it's something that we see, that we got to see and got to experience firsthand, the message of faith. And you know, we also want to thank you guys for giving into our youth building. We're seeing a lot of progress there, and by giving to that youth building, you're giving to our students, you're giving to our future, for those kids to be raised up in this church and impacting Broken Arrow, not just Broken Arrow, but impacting the world. And I really want to thank you for giving to the Isaiah Project, and we're getting close, and we'll just push on to the other side and get it done here soon. And I just really want to thank you for that. At this time, we have altar care workers available. Yes, they are. If y'all guys don't mind coming down real quick, I'm going to go ahead and dismiss the service. But if you have any kind of prayer, any need, spiritual need, any prayer of agreement, I'd like to invite you to come down after service. We have these men and ladies here that can pray in agreement with you. We're just thankful for Raymond. We're thankful for what they're doing around the world. So I'm going to pray real quick, and we'll go ahead and we'll dismiss the service. All right. Father, we love you. Father, we thank you for the seed sown and in the lives of these students and the lives in Columbia. Father, we thank you that for the vision of Raymond. We thank you that how you have impacted the world. And Father, I thank you for everyone here to see that sees that vision, sees how big and how powerful the word of faith is, Father. And we thank you for what you're doing and what you've done in our lives, Father. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed.